Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Thanks for listening today. You sometimes hear people claim to be led by the Holy Spirit. People probably mean different things when they say that, but the terminology actually comes straight out of the New Testament, Galatians 5:18, where it says, "If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." Well, John, what does it mean to be led by the Spirit? Do some Christians have some special mystical guidance the rest of us don't have?
That's an important question to answer, because there are people who think that the leading of the Holy Spirit is an on-again, off-again experience. But that's not what the Apostle Paul intends to say in Galatians 5:18. If you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law, is an identity statement. We're no longer under the law. No longer under the law's condemnation is what he means. We are now under the power of the Holy Spirit. Our lives are being led by the Holy Spirit. If you are a believer, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is the Spirit's temple. You are led by the Spirit who dwells within you. It is the Spirit, for example, who cries, "Abba, Father," through you as you connect with God in an intimate relationship. It is the Spirit who convicts you of sin. It is the Spirit who quickens the truth of Scripture in your understanding. It is the Spirit who prompts you to behavior. If you are a believer, you are being led by the Spirit. If you are still under the curse and condemnation of the law, trying to earn your way to heaven, you are condemned and you have no spiritual power.
All right, thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from Galatians, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.